Coach, congratulations. The Beavers, a good defensive effort here tonight, and it really showed in the third period. You guys really flustered McCook, especially up top with your trap defenses.
I thought the kids played hard. I mean, that's the secret to defense. You know, number one, you know, have some effort. Number two, have a plan. And, you know, the kids come out and we played hard, and we've been playing pretty good defense most of the year anyway, so, you know, real happy with it.
You guys got off. It was kind of a slow starting game, kind of more toward McCook's tempo, but you guys really turned it up in that second quarter, got it to driving in, then kicked out some open shots that high for three.
But we missed a lot of easy shots, you know, makeable threes early. You know, and then a lot, like you said, after we got going and kind of made some shots and kind of spread that margin out a little bit, you know, that was, you know, nice to see. You know, the main thing with shooting is confidence. You got to be ready to, you know, shoot, but at the same time, you got to believe you're going to make it.
Drew Duff with 12 points. You guys had three players in double figures. Bo Hess led the way with 14, and just his drive to the basket, he continues to be solid and drawing a lot of contact and getting those and ones, and he's really tough to stop when driving to the lane like that.
Oh, yes. He's long, and, you know, he needs to come to a jump stop occasionally so he doesn't get the charge. But, you know, Bo can finish with either hand, with the right and the left, you know, both ways, so that makes him, you know, especially tough because most guys can just go one way.
We're continuing to see an improvement from Drake McRae. He hit a big three in that corner at the end of the third period. Nice job under pressure like that to get you guys another three-pointer.
Well, Drake kind of shoots the ball flat a little bit. I mean, I've been trying to talk to him about, you know, lifting the hand up. And, you know, an old Coach Holt, a Holtism is, you know, kind of shoot through that phone booth and shoot through the top of the phone booth. You know, so, you know, hopefully he can kind of continue to go hot for us.
Well, Scott City wins it here, 51-22, and a nice effort. You guys have won four in a row now. And Scott City as a team, a school, last 6 years have won 14 consecutive Orange and Black tournament games. And they've won 20 straight games in Colby here in the last 6-7 years. That's a pretty phenomenal run here for the Beavers.
Well, I guarantee you I'm not losing here. No, okay, you know, not again. I mean, this is the last game I'll coach on this court. And it's been a great run. I mean, if you think back to it, I mean, we've won you know, a lot of games with a lot of really good teams. And, you know, awful proud of the guys tonight. Told them to enjoy the experience, you know, because, I mean, you don't get to championship games a lot unless you're in a really good program. And fortunately for us, you know, we have a good program.
Yes, you guys, a great weekend. Capped off 3-0. You got your two wins, and then you got that third win to win the championship. And now we get three home games starting on Tuesday night against Lakin. So it should be a good run at home as we go into the month of February. And
yeah, we need to get our legs back. You know, get our legs. We won't do anything tomorrow. Come back, go a little shorter on Monday because got the football supper, you know, Monday night finally. You know, we need to get ready to roll. You know, we got some games, you know, against some sub-state opponents. You know, so we need to make sure we take care of business there.
All right. Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here in convincing fashion tonight, 51-22, as the players go out there and they will get their medals here. And what a well-earned weekend for the Beavers. It's a fun weekend. And congratulations, Coach, and thanks again here. And we'll get the trophy with the boys.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Adam.